Doing great, Tony.
Before I ask you about what you're going to be doing today, just wanted to get your take. We had a gentleman on who is a UAW member, but he also is in charge of an organization that believes union members should get to choose whether they join a union, and that unions should focus on collective bargaining and other issues as opposed to spending monies and time supporting candidates and policies. What's your take on that?
Well, it sounds like the gentleman you had on would favor right-to-work legislation.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and essentially what that would do, and maybe he mentioned this, is it would give people a choice, essentially, to pay for dues. But the problem is that could bankrupt unions, because if it was a choice, obviously people, you know, want to take home as much money as possible. And a lot of people say, well, we want to pay the dues, and then they end up not paying the dues, and then halfway through the year, you run out of money and the lights go out, and then, you know, basically it's a way to bankrupt the union. So it's it sounds good in theory, but the reality is people pay a very small money for dues, but if we don't have resources, then we can't function it, and we have no political power. So I know there's a lot of bills, or there is at least one bill introduced right now that would create right-to-work zones, and of course we're opposed to that.
All right, and you're going to be, I think you're down there now. It sounds like you're in a hallway at the Lansing State Capitol. Tell us about what you're going to be doing.
Well, Tony, this is a big day because you're right, I am at the State Capitol. I'm right outside the House Appropriations Room. And what they're going to do, if you can believe it, is try to change state employee retirement. Again, if you remember, we just went through this, and this bill 4701 would essentially end retiree health care for state employees with less than 4 years, and also for new state employees. And we just feel that you know, it's not the right way to go. I mean, right now this administration is going to be taxing public employee pensions, and now you're ending health care. So it's pretty troubling.
So how do you plan to battle it?
Well, right now, I'm going to testify here at about 9 o'clock, and part of what we're going to do is try to educate people, like, for example, coming on your show and explaining to people that taking away retiree health care is not the way to go. You know, this bill also, 4701, would remove overtime in terms of using that extra money to calculate a state employee's ultimate retirement or pension fund. Also, for individuals who are in the old plan, the defined benefits plan, there's actually going to be a 4% tax on our pay. So we're going from getting a 3% pay cut to now a 4% pay cut. So it seems as if the state's not recognizing the sacrifices and structural changes that we've already made.
Ray, just so I'm clear on this, in the private sector, insurance premiums for employees, or copays, if you will, could be anywhere from 20 to 50. In some instances, it's 100%. If state workers are changed to 20%, do you have a problem with that?
Well, there's a bill right now. It's Senate Bill 7. And what that would do, it would mandate that public employees would pay at least 20% for their health insurance. But you know, Tony, during our last round of concessions back in April of 2010, we're already doing that. So no employees coming in already have that. And as you know, because I mentioned it many times on your program, back in 1997, we switched over to defined contribution or a 401k plan. So really, state employees have already made those structural changes to help the state out. So we feel like, you know, it's time for us to get a little credit for what we've done.
All right, Ray Holman from UAW 6000, live from the State Capitol. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.